I praise and thank God for this beautiful morning time that God has given us to come in His presence before His precious word. For this morning's meditation, let's turn to Proverbs chapter 30, verse 32. If thou hast done foolishly in lifting up thyself, or if thou hast thought evil, lay thine hand upon thy mouth. For the last few days, we were meditating upon those verses where the Spirit of the Lord was teaching us some precious lessons from the small creatures that we see around us. Some are small, some are exceedingly wise, while some of those which carry dignity in their walk. God created all of them, and the fact is that they never compare themselves with each other, but move on with their own lives using the God-given wisdom to their best, and thus glorify their Creator through their lives. I'm not repeating all the things which we have learned, but just a quick flashback. The ants, though small, they have a vision about their future, and they store their food in summer. The conies, though they are weak, they know how to secure themselves in those small houses that they build in those rocks. The locusts, though they have no king, yet they are so organized and united in their task that nothing can hinder them from achieving their goal. And then comes the small spider that uses its small wisdom to build a web that is much more accurate in its measures and designs than the great architect who takes months to work on a project. They never go back in their mission, and with perseverance and patience, they finish their work with much perfection. And then we looked at those animals who carry themselves with dignity. They do not speak anything loud, but the way they conduct themselves speak many things much louder that the Spirit of the Lord is telling us humans to learn from them. A lion is confident in its strength and courage and lives with that dignity. A greyhound that has that ability to scent and use the best of each opportunity that comes its way. And then comes the he-goat that leads and cares for the flock that is in its charge. It does its duty with pride and without any expectation of reward. And at last, the Spirit of the Lord turns our attention towards a king who is with his army, the one who is ready to confront his enemy. The king who is ready to fight the enemy with his strategies is seen with much dignity than the one who rests in the palace with all the pleasures by his side. The best thing about all these creatures is that they never try to boast about the abilities God has given them. They are so attentive in their task and are busy living their life to its fullest, enjoying all the struggles and hindrances that comes their way. They never try to compete with the others, as everyone is aware of the strength and weaknesses that they have in them. But we humans live a life that seems the opposite of all these things. We never look at the abilities with which God has blessed us. Instead, we try to compare ourselves with others, and we try to be like them. And so, we are never satisfied in our lives, and we struggle till the end. Our lives never encourage others, nor does our life bring forth glory and honor to our Creator God. Some boast with pride about the abilities that God has given them, and neither their words nor deeds bring forth glory to the Creator. But they forget the fact that they are counted as fools in the eyes of the Creator. The Spirit of the Lord says, if thou hast done foolishly in lifting up thyself, or if thou hast thought evil, lay thine hand upon thy mouth. After showing us these creatures that use their small wisdom to its best, the Spirit of the Lord is asking us, have we ever done the foolishness in lifting up ourselves? Are we worth enough to lift ourselves above these small creatures? We have been blessed with talents, wisdom, strength above all these creatures. But can we ever match with their perfection and perseverance in life? Let us feel ashamed as we boast in those little things we do compared to them. The Spirit of the Lord says, lay thine hand upon thy mouth. When the Spirit of the Lord works in the life of a person, the first thing that happens in that person is he realizes his unworthiness. He has nothing else to boast upon other than the grace of the Lord. The more he watches the creation, who learns the word of God, he will have that broken and humble heart. As he realizes how blessed he is, that God has counted him worthy to be his child. The more we learn about the greatness about our Heavenly Father, the more we learn about our weaknesses, and we learn our and will work out our salvation with trembling and fear. We will realize the fact that we need to grow to maturity and be perfect like a Father in heaven. The Spirit of the Lord wants us not to think evil. Yes, let us focus on the things with which we are blessed with. Let us not desire the things which seem far from us. Ask wisdom from the Lord to use the abilities that God has given us for His glory. Let us not compare ourselves with others. Let us be content with who we are. As we are the best in the way, we are in the eyes of the Creator. With this small life, let us give glory and honor to our Lord. Let our Father in heaven be proud that His blessed will and purpose is fulfilled through our lives. May the Lord help each one of us for that. Let us pray. Father, we praise You and thank You for this beautiful time that You have given us, and thank You for Your precious word. Thank You, Lord, for speaking to us. Lord, there is nothing in our life that we can boast of. All that we are is because of Your grace. And help us to always remember that. That it's Your grace. It's Your grace. Nothing else. Help us to live for Your glory. May Your will be done through our lives. Help us to be humble vessels in Your hand. May Your name be glorified. In Jesus' most holy name we pray. Amen. May God bless each one of us. Our Lord is coming very soon. Maranatha.